Welcome to Motherhood, New Mother Trucker. Buckle up.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm just sitting on the couch and just having this baby just continuously kick my cervix.
Sounds like fun. I'm sitting in front of a fan because I'm extremely hot.
Okay, pregnancy hormones are just so weird. I know it's like been so hot today, but I literally had to like walk out of work with my sweater on. And the receptionist was like, "You probably want to take that off." I'm like, I know. It's just weird pregnancy stuff. And even on cold days, I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot. I need to put on shorts.
That's really funny.
So yeah. Can you remind me how far along you are again?
I am 14 weeks. I'm 14 weeks in a couple days.
14 weeks in a couple days.
No, and a couple days.
Oh, and a couple days.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be 15 weeks. Wasn't it on Tuesday is your day?
Yeah.
Okay, and my day is Saturday. So I'm still so crazy that now we're going through this journey of pregnancy, our second pregnancy together.
Yes.
Because when your first one was born, I was in my
I think you're in your second trimester.
Yeah, your first one is 6 months older than my first one.
So you're just entering your second trimester, I think. Yeah.
And now this time, my second one will be roughly 3 months.
Yeah, like 10 weeks, 11 weeks.
And a half, 2.5, 3 months older than your second one.
Yes.
So, like, the first time, like, yeah, we did share, like, some pregnancy time together. But this time, it's, like, more.
Significantly more, yeah.
Significantly more. And it's nice to go through it with somebody.
Yes, it definitely is.
It just
yeah, it makes a difference. It does. And then just, like, even when you have already gone through it or whatever, it's just different when you're going through the same thing at the same time.
Yes, and especially like the second time around now, because the first time was so different from the second time for my experience.
Yeah.
I know for you too.
Very much so, yeah.
For example, so my first one, I'm just trying to remember some pregnancy stuff. I had insomnia.
Yeah, you had that pretty bad.
That sucked.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep for like 2 years. constipation, so much aches and pains in my back, hip, and ribs. That's all I can really remember. And now this time around, a lot more morning sickness in my first trimester. Heartburn. I didn't get that a lot in my first pregnancy.
That one does not sound fun.
Sure, like, yeah, some aches and pains here and there. But it's not too bad. And, like, thank God I'm able to sleep at night.
Yeah, that is nice.
Mind you, it is harder to find a comfortable position because I feel freaking way bigger this time.
Way faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. I feel like I had to tell work just that much earlier because I'm like, I am already showing and like can't hide it.
I can't hide it. Oh, sorry. And another one, and this is very specific because I know you understand. A lot more ligament laxity.
Yeah.
Especially in my right knee because I know you and I both have ACL issues.
Yes. And yours always likes rearing its head. Yours keep coming back.
Oh, I know.
I just remember with your first one and you did your knee in like when he was pretty little.
I think that was the last time we even talked together too for the first season. Did we? Because I remember talking
Yeah, it was.
About
you're right.
Because I remember talking about it. I'm like, I feel so stupid for injuring myself because I can't even pick him up and walk around. And
Yes, I forgot about that. Yes,
yeah.
you are right. That's funny.
You never had knee issues after your surgery?
I feel it when it sounds really weird, but when it gets cold outside, like I feel my it in my knee more, like the screw in particular. And like I can definitely if I feel it like if I tweak it or whatever, but I not to the extent that you have, no.
No, mine gets like quite aggravated. But it's
Yeah.
weird because like I played soccer all year, and of course it was like one of our last games. That's when I like realized I was like, okay, I did something good.
Yeah.
But anyways, I've been noticing that so much in my pregnancy this time around.
Yeah, that's funny. I know
Yeah.
for me, like my pregnancies have been pretty different too, 'cause like my first one, I was very, very sick, like morning
Yeah.
sickness wise. Like an average of puking like 8 to 15 times a day,
Yeah.
probably. And like, I don't know, like I had round ligament pain,
Oh,
and
yes, it sucks.
yeah, it's not fun. And I don't know, the biggest thing that stood out for me was the morning sickness. Like, I will always remember that because the
Yeah.
first trimester just felt like forever. And
Just remember your like partner, your fiance came over and he's like, "Well, Courtney just puked up all three Thanksgiving dinners."
yeah, yeah, I had three Thanksgiving dinners and I didn't keep any of them down.
No, it's
Yeah.
so funny. I'm like, that sucks. And I even remember too, when you were in your first trimester, we went like grocery shopping and we stepped into Save-On. And you look like you were gonna hurl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, where is the closest garbage?
Well, I just remember, like, I vividly remember it. It was Save-On Foods. We stepped in, and like every single smell of the store just hit me at once, and I was like, I need to leave.
It's
Like, I
so
need to leave
funny
right now.
how pregnancy is, though, because it's like, I smell this thing every day, and then all of a sudden, this smells fucking disgusting to me.
Yeah.
I
Well, that's how I
remember
knew I
that.
was pregnant the first time was like, I went to go feed my dogs their dog food that I had fed them for 5 years or whatever it was, and it made me want to like puke. And I was like, what
Yeah.
the heck?
What, so the second time around, what kind of things kind of
So
hinted that you were pregnant this time?
I just had a gut feeling. I don't know what it was. There wasn't like any like aha moment. I had taken a COVID test the day before. It was positive, and I was like, something, it just feels a little different than that. And then I took a pregnancy test and it was positive. So,
Oh my.
yeah, it just, I had like a positive weekend.
Yeah, we both did because we both had
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah. It was like, I've had COVID before, and this was way, way, way milder than the first time I had it. So I just felt like I had like a cold. But yeah, this pregnancy, I've had some morning sickness, but like nothing compared to my first one. Like I've maybe been sick 5 or 6 times total. And
You think
then
you're having a boy then?
who knows?
I
Who
hope
knows?
it's like, I don't know. It's been so different from the first one because I
It's
had,
been so different.
and now I know I'm having a girl. This one, I'm like, yeah, these pregnancies have been really different.
Yeah, it's funny how different they can be. 'Cause yeah, this time around, like I've gotten a few headaches. My fatigue is like through the I did have a lot of fatigue in the first one too, but like this
Oh
time around,
yeah.
I feel like it's just like that much more significant, maybe because I have a almost 2-year-old. And
I
like
feel
I
felt the same.
yeah, I feel like 'cause I go to work all day, and then like before I could come home and take a nap or like not do anything, and then that's just not an option,
Nope.
as you know. So
No.
I
I
just,
actually
yeah.
felt like I remember like because I wanted to start this podcast like in the beginning of the year, but
Yeah.
then I remember hitting January And I'm like, I physically and mentally am done for the day. And this is like at 6 o'clock in the morning already. And I remember sitting on the couch, lying down, watching my son play. I'm like, I actually do not have energy to get ready to really make a good meal for myself. Like, all my energy I had was enough for him to do. But like, I loved going to Strong Start or like going to different activities around the city. And I'm like, I couldn't do it because I just didn't have that energy at all. And like, making dinner, my husband would come home and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't prep anything. I'm just so tired and exhausted that I'm going to bed when he goes to bed at 7.
No, it's like I normally can go, like, even with having a 1-year-old, we'll go to bed at like 10, between 10 and 11, and that's pretty normal for me. But like, in the first trimester, well, even now, to be quite honest, like 8 o'clock, I'm starting to fall asleep on the couch, and that's like now been later. Like, it has been like 7 o'clock, or like wanting to like go take a nap at work during my lunch break or whatever. And it's just, it's like a entire body zapping fatigue, and then on top of that, I have low iron, so there's just like a mixture of like no
Everything.
energy anywhere.
Everything. And a kid. Add that to the low energy mix.
Exactly. So, and my job is not a, it's a pretty like high moving job, so
And then all while like maintaining friendships, like your like marriage and like with the dogs and just like,
keeping your house somewhat clean.
oh yeah, that was something I did not do in January or February. I was so sick for the month of February.
You got your butt kicked with sickness in February.
I was like, because I feel like my first trimester did not start off well, just because I was just, I would describe it as debilitating fatigue. And then finishing off my first trimester with sickness and COVID, I remember telling my doctor, I'm like, I'm actually so stressed out right now that there is something wrong. Like, something wrong with my baby. I've just been so sick for the whole like month of February. But like, I don't know. Everything was totally fine. Obviously, it's just those anxieties and fears that you have
But it's hard to
happen.
tell when you can't see them or like hear them.
Feel
Like,
them. And
that has been a huge difference for me this time around, though, is like the amount of anxiety I have around having a baby is so much less.
it is for me too.
It's a
Now
very,
it
like,
is.
yes. Like, I'm calm about it, and like there's more excited feelings than nervous feelings. Whereas I feel with like my first one, there's just so much unknown about it all that you overthink everything and every little feeling that you have in pregnancy. Is this normal? Am I okay? Is the baby okay? And this time around, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting some back pain, but like that's fine. And I have round ligament pain. Like, these are all normal pains.
And it like makes me like reflect too, because now this is the second time and I know what to expect during pregnancy. And now postpartum, I'm looking forward to those moments in postpartum that I took for granted with my first. Because I
And like,
remember when he was born, I'm like, I can't wait until he's older and he starts sleeping. And we can start doing this and we can start doing food and then no more contact naps. And now I'm like, I miss when he kind of like had naps on me. And like, I miss, yeah, I just took definitely some things for granted because in that moment I was like not ready for it, you know?
No, that's totally fair. I think that like sometimes when you're just in it, like there's, you just want the next best thing, right? Like,
Totally.
it's hard to, especially when you're sleep deprived and still figuring out what the heck is going on with everything. The kid, the body, your relationship, everything. Like,
It's so different when you're sleep deprived. So
it's so
different.
different.
I remember my husband was like, I found an article that it says a sleep deprivation is actually a form of torture. I'm like,
Yeah.
I fucking believe it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it sucks.
I mean, everybody tells you like that you're going to be sleep deprived, but until you feel it, like there's no describing it.
There is no describing it, and there is no gearing up, getting ready for it. And two, like each baby's different. I have met people who, I remember when my first one, like, was up 5 to 8 times a night, talking to other moms that were in similar situations with me, as in like babies the same age.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, my baby got up once a night, or like an hour last night. I'm so tired." I'm like, "I fucking wish it was only 1 hour each night. I fucking
That
wish."
would be
Kind of
great.
thing, you know, but like each situation's different, kind of thing. And now if my baby was up for an hour last night or a night, I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Totally. Yeah,
Right?
100%. My first one was more like yours, where it was like 5 to 8 times a night as well. And then, like you said, like I know people that had very like close to me that had little ones that like, you can just walk, put them down and walk away, and they'd put themselves to sleep. And it's like, how?
I know, I remember us talking about it. We're like, how is this fucking possible?
Yeah, give me your secret.
Please. I know. And I remember we would always talk about it. And you're like, we tried Oval for him one time. And like, someone gave me grip water. I'm
Yeah.
like, I've fucking tried it all. And I tell you now, nope. Like, it all depends on the baby. If you find something that works for you, stick to it. That is great. I'm happy you find something. But if you tried everything, meh. You just have to know that it's a short period in your life that it will get, you'll get through it.
And some things that work one day aren't going to work the next either. Like
Oh,
there's
no.
times where I'm like, yes, we nailed it. This is great. We'll do
Yeah.
everything exactly the same tomorrow, and it didn't work the next day.
I know. So like we're dealing with like, I don't know. He's been waking up around 6, which is an okay time to start. But we're like, okay, if we keep on pushing back bedtime later and later, you should sleep in. It hasn't really worked out like that.
No.
Lately, it kind of has been. It's like, okay, we've been putting down at 7:30. He's been waking up at 6:30. This is great. This is fine. But like last night, we put him down at the same time and he still woke up at 6. So it doesn't really fucking.
No, it doesn't really change anything. I feel like they change over time because, like, my daughter around 18 months was getting up at 6, and now I have to wake her up at 7 for us to start her day, which, like, is so weird to me.
Oh, I would. But you never know. I might be in that point too later.
Yeah, I hope so, because yeah, that like waking up at 6 when you're like, I just like another half an hour would be great.
I know it actually does make a big difference, like a half an hour, like him waking up at 6 versus 6:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can start my day. I don't need a nap. Mind you, I will say, not pre-pregnancy, I used to hate napping. I was not a napper. Even with my first one, I did not take the opportunity to nap because my body couldn't, I just couldn't do it.
No, I
But
know.
this
That's
time,
wild.
I've been napping like majority days off. Like if I'm not working and he's like in bed napping, I'm like, you know what? I'm napping too.
Yeah, that's not like you at all.
No. I think I like
Remember.
nap most days in my first trimester.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, which is not like me.
No, it's really not. I remember like with your first one, like you'd had like 3 hours of like stretch straight maybe at night, and you still couldn't get yourself to sleep during the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, I've never had any problem napping. It's that one's all right for me.
Yeah, it's a
I think,
good gift to have.
yeah, I think it's it too though. Like sometimes it didn't work in my favor because I'd take a nap and she'd only take a half an hour nap. So then I'd wake up and I was even more tired than when I had tried to lay down for that
Yeah.
time, hoping she'd take an hour nap or whatever.
Yeah, it definitely, yeah. They kind of go opposite of what you want.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, those like little cat naps are just a tease. They're not fair.
Know, I know.
I'm more worried about this time around though with the sleep because the like newborn will want to party all day or all night, sorry, and then my toddler will want to party all day.
I know I am a little nervous about it too, and especially like once we establish a good sleep nap schedule routine. Like my little one is napping once a day in the afternoon, like at noon.
Yeah.
Again, I know if this other one is napping 2 to 3 times a day, like I'm always gonna have to be up because one kid is sleeping and the other kid is
Yeah.
always gonna miss the other kid's up.
I know. And I don't see mine napping much more than 3, and she'll be 2.5 when this one gets here. So I don't know if they'll be napping very long at the same time.
Oh no.
So we'll see.
I think you're gonna have to start switching over from tea to coffee.
Yeah, that'll
I
be
definitely
the
did. I definitely did.
That's when everyone will know that I'm really not okay.
Yeah, it's when you start drinking coffee.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, made
Yeah,
it through all of university without coffee, but then you have kids and then I need it.
Oh, yeah, it's just been so different this time around. And I know I've like been trying to talk to my husband and we've been trying to take the opportunities to take our freedom
Yeah.
when we can before this like the second one is here. Because like maybe for the past couple of months I'm starting to feel like my back to normal self.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I know it's not going to be like that for much longer.
No.
For example, like we went to Shania, which was so great, and it's like so thankful that we had that opportunity.
Yeah, it was fun.
Even though you puked.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing I think I've ever experienced.
Did you
It's like,
notice that the I can't think of the name, but the guard or those people who like
the
escort
security
us?
people?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they were totally hardcore staring at you.
No, I didn't even notice.
I was like, she's okay. She's just pregnant.
Yeah, it was
You
the
know,
weirdest thing,
don't.
though. Like, the song came on and the bass just hit my chest, and it was like instant gag reflex. Like, I don't know what that was. I've never experienced anything like that in my life.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like I don't, and then I was like, oh no, like I have to go. But as soon as the first song finished, I was fine. It just my body needed a second to adjust to that sensory, or I don't know.
The
It was
blue.
really weird. Yeah. It's just like remember looking at you and being like, I need that empty cup on the floor right now.
Oh my God. I know Emily looked over and she was like, is Courtney okay? I'm like, yeah, she's just puking.
It's fine. We're good. It's normal now.
It's our normal, it's our new pregnancy normal.
Yeah, we're good. I
Oh.
just like felt so funny that like I don't know, even like 3, 4 years ago, we would go to a concert, then we would go out and we'd go to for drinks and whatever else. Like it wouldn't stop at the concert, but this
Yeah.
time around it was like, hey, we're going back to the hotel and hang out for like 30 minutes and go to bed.
I know, and I love that because we all shared a room, like you and the other two girls. We brought our earplugs and
Yes.
our eye mask. We're like, we're gonna have the most fantastic sleep tonight.
Yep.
You know, bug us, and we'll get up when we get up.
Yeah, it was great. I was like, do not wake me up in the
Yes,
morning.
unless there's an emergency.
Exactly, unless I sleep past when we need to check out. But
Yes.
no, it was really nice.
Yeah, it has been. But it just makes me also like think about like postpartum and like, is it going to be different? Is it going to be the same? Am I going to lose all that hair again? Am I going to have those like weird chills
Oh
from
God, I hate the
the
chills.
child?
Yeah, the first time around, like I thought I had an infection. That's how bad my like I would get like extremely hot and
Yeah.
then like felt like I was like just vibrating like that. And no one tells you about that.
No, and I remember like the night sweats that I had at night.
Yeah.
My
Yeah.
husband was like, "Oh my God, the sheets are soaked." I'm like, "I swear I didn't pee the bed. I'm just sweating so much."
Yeah, it's like when you get discharged, there's like everything about the baby, like look for this color poop and like make sure they're sleeping this long, but like there's no package being like these are normal postpartum symptoms for the next 3 weeks, like you're okay.
Because I remember you called me up after your like chills that you got. You're like, I
Yeah.
really thought I was sick, but this is apparently normal. I'm like, oh
Yeah.
God, that sucks. And I remember when I experienced it, I was like coming from the bed, walking down the hallway to go to the couch to feed him. And I had to stop in the hallway because it hit me like a fucking truck and instantly chills and cold. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, it's the weirdest feeling. Like I had to go in the shower to cool off. Like I had to hand my baby over to my mother-in-law and like I was like, I need to go take a shower right now. Like I do not feel okay. I need like I don't know how long I need, but I need to go sit in the shower.
I also got like, oh my God, this pregnancy, I've been so lost for words. Okay, when you're hearing them cry, but they're not crying.
Oh, phantom crying?
Yeah, all the time, all the
Yeah.
time. When I was in the shower, when I was in the bathroom, when I was sleeping, when I heard the sound machine. I
Yeah.
remember like my husband would relieve me to go to sleep so I can sleep and he can watch him. I remember being in bed. I'm like, he's crying, run out. And he'll be like, he's not crying. Like, go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, the worst is definitely when you're sleeping and like wake up in a panic and they're dead asleep and you're like, I could sleep for longer. Why is my body doing this?
Yes. Or the hallucinations. You and I both had that.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Oh
Yeah,
my God.
I will always remember that, like waking up and like thinking that I hallucinated my sister-in-law and brother-in-law were in our room and my fiance was like, no, like they left hours ago, like why, what are you doing? Go to sleep.
And then intrusive thoughts. I'm like, I
Yeah.
don't like that fucking thing. I'm like, why am I
No.
doing this? Why am I thinking that I'm gonna crack my head's baby? My head's baby, oh my God, my baby's head while walking around the corner of the hallway, or like
Yeah, they're
all weird things. I'm like, is this normal? Is this like something's wrong with me? Who knows?
Yeah, it's yeah, like even just like I said, like there's pamphlets, like you get a whole stack of papers when you leave the hospital, and there's not one thing in there about the mom, or I didn't get anything about
Well,
like
no, I didn't. This is why, like, I started this podcast.
totally.
So much
'Cause yeah.
support for us prenatally, and then I
Yes.
get postpartum. I want to say postpartum leave because I said prenatally. Oh my God, I'm tired. It's like all it is all about the baby.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that we really get, it's like what postpartum depression checklist sheet at public health.
Yeah, which like if you know what they're asking, like you can know how to answer the questions.
Appropriate, yeah. And then even if you score low, which I did, they just
Yeah.
tell you to talk to your MD.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't even remember filling it out, to be honest.
I remember filling it out, and then my husband was like, what the heck are you doing? They're gonna like, I don't know, he thought there was gonna be like something bigger that was gonna
Something more
come.
to it.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah,
Which
no.
is fine. Not shitting on public health. They're doing their jobs and it's a great thing to have.
No, it just, but it shows the lack of resources that are available.
Just like it would be so great after you deliver baby. Let's get you to talk to a clinical counselor. Let's get you scheduled for a pelvic floor physio and like
Yeah, or even
well,
like giving mom a list of like these are people you might want to consider seeing. Like it's just it would be nice to have something that's a little bit more like directive and not just like, hey, here's your baby, here's a couple things you need to know about the baby and what to look for. And someone will be in touch from public health, maybe.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah, I know. It's like you take your baby. It's like they're actually letting us leave with this baby.
Yeah. Like, okay, I have to do this now.
It's like harder to freaking adopt a dog.
Yes,
But then
it
they're
really
like, here you go.
Yeah. Oh, the car seat straps are on. Good. Yeah,
That
it's wild.
ride home though after baby's born is pretty scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because we were out in the Noose at the time too, so it was like on the highway and just like, okay, go the speed limit, but
Oh my
like
God.
only the speed limit.
I think we took the back roads home.
Did you?
Yeah.
I could totally see your husband doing that.
Yeah, like I know all the streets of Nanaimo.
Yeah. We're gonna take the long way, but the quiet way.
No speed bumps, no traffic.
That's funny.
But
Oh.
yeah, so yeah, it's gonna be interesting because yes, these pregnancies have been different, but will postpartum be different too? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if we'll have the same gender this time or the opposite again.
Or even to like the whole delivery, like labor thing. Like
Yeah.
I had to have a C-section.
Yeah.
And like, am I gonna have another C-section? Like, I really don't know what I want or what to do quite yet because I think I am eligible at this point for a VBAC.
Yeah.
I also know what to expect with a C-section. I don't
Yeah.
know. Me just being so indecisive. I don't want to set one way and then it's like, sorry, we can't do it this way. It has to be done this way.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I'm just because once I got to 4 centimeters the first time, she came like within 3 hours or 3.5 hours, whatever it was. And so, like, they're like, if you have a second baby, you need to come on your first contraction. And so now I'm like terrified that this baby's gonna come like way faster
Yeah.
than I'm expecting.
It's gonna flip out.
Yeah, like on the way to the hospital, and it's just like, I don't want a roadside delivery.
I've have heard of like the second and like third and fourth or whatever coming pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. So, like, every doctor that I've talked to is like, no, your first contraction,
Yeah.
whether you think it's a contraction or it's just Braxton Hicks, like, you need to come right then. Like,
Absolutely.
okay.
Did you ever get like a sweep done with your first?
No, I didn't.
No.
No,
Was this something that they asked you or you opted out or?
they asked me, like, the because my baby was born on her due date. So like they said, like they offered like a week before is when they offered, and then I like was gonna consider it if she went over her due date, but she was born on her due date, so I never ended up doing it. I just heard like mixed reviews on like on it, and that it's not the most comfortable thing, so I just kind of wanted to see how it would go first and then go from there.
Yeah, and then some people are like, it's fine to do. Other people are like, do not fucking do that. Then it's like,
Yeah.
already be, well, it's my choice. I can do what I want, kind of
Yeah,
thing.
and I think like this time around too, like I'm just that much, well, like you said, like you kind of have expectations of what's already happened, so like you kind of you know what works a little bit better for yourself and your body and what you want for your pregnancy and everything else, like and are willing to vocalize that a little bit more.
Yes,
Whereas like
that's yep.
the first time you're like wanting all the information and you're not really sure, and like yeah, it's
Yeah,
different in
and
that sense.
I'll do whatever the doctor suggests, or which is great, and I loved my doctor and the medical team. They were all phenomenal.
Yeah.
I did have that one weird experience, well, not weird, just like negative experience with the I guess OBGYN.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but now I'm learning from that experience and my first pregnancy to be like, it's okay to be vocal about what I want for this one.
Totally. And that was like similar to me. Like, I know I've told you before, but like my first pregnancy, we didn't get the genetic testing because the doctor gave us misinformation saying that the needle would be going into the embryonic sac right away. And like, we just didn't want to like expose that right away. But it's just a blood test. And
Yeah,
so, like,
strange.
yeah.
that your doctor told you that, because I was like, I got my genetic testing done and it was just a blood test.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because yeah, this time around we did it, because like I don't know why not. And if it's only a needle in me, it's not a needle into the embryonic sac at that point. So yeah, it was just like a couple things like that where I'm like, hey, this time around, like I have a little bit more of what I know what to expect. And the first time I was the first one pregnant out of my friends and family, and like so I was felt like I was going through it by myself for the first things for a few things.
Totally.
And like my mom and like my mother-in-law, like it was 30 years ago or 20 years ago since they've had babies, and like they and every a lot has changed since then. So this time around, like I've been able to talk to you and other people
Yeah.
and my own experience, and I feel like I'm a little bit more knowledgeable this time.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I remember asking people even about the diabetic, like the gestational diabetes testing.
Yeah.
Because like our generation would say it's so gross, it's so disgusting, but then the older population, like I remember my aunt was like, oh my God, that orange drink is so good. I'm like, well, it's not orange anymore, but it's and it's really gross.
Yeah, it's so sweet. And that you have to drink it within 5 minutes. That's
You
where it's like,
do.
oh. And if you're already nauseous, it's like you're trying not to vomit it up at the same time.
So I didn't have gestational diabetes with my first, but I did have to go back a second time to do like that 2-hour testing.
Yes.
Because I had that 2-hour testing last time, I had to do that 2-hour testing right away this time.
Oh, okay.
It sucks. You get
Yeah,
so
I bet.
angry. You can't really do much. You have to like sit there for 2 hours.
Yeah, you're not allowed to leave.
No, you can't walk around.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
'Cause like when I did it the first time, it was like super high COVID time, like so they
Oh.
were like, "Hey, come in, take the drink and go sit in your car for an hour." And I was like, "Okay."
Yeah. It's so strange now. And I was remember talking about it with like a client of mine about because she had a baby 2020 and now she's having a baby again now.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, it was only like me and my partner in 2020, and now they're saying that you can have like whatever visitors you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was like open to maternity ward now. Like the rest of the hospital is, there's actually like no masks there now, and like it's been really weird trying to adjust to that, but I didn't realize the hospital or the maternity ward opened up to all visitors.
I think so. Like,
You're probably right. I don't see why it wouldn't if the rest of the hospital. I just didn't really think of it, to be honest.
yeah, it just makes, I don't know, like when I had my little one, we were allowed my partner and one other visitor, but it had to be the same visitor.
Yeah.
Was that the
Yeah,
same
and
for you?
I wasn't even allowed the visitor.
See, and look at that. That's a difference of 6 months in the same year.
Yeah, like it was allowed, I was allowed to have my partner and a medulla or a midwife if I wanted them. And then yeah, no visitors at all. And my fiance was only allowed to leave for like, oh, I want to say 3 or 4 hours at a time, and he had to be back within that time, or he wouldn't have been allowed back in.
Yeah, that was not like that for us.
Yeah, it was very different.
Very different.
I'm assuming this time around it'll like having like people come will feel different to me. Because I
I
kind of liked
know.
having just the two of
I
us.
was thinking the same. I'm like, I really don't want people coming in to see me in my disposable underwear. On. Because literally, that's how I was with the first. I just
Yeah.
walked around with my freaking adult diaper and no.
Totally. Yeah. Like, you've just gone through this entire thing. The last thing you want to do is put pants on.
The last thing you want to do is put pants on, for sure.
Yeah, I remember having like sweatpants packed in my hospital bag, and I was like, that was silly.
I don't need those.
Don't need those. Don't want those.
Yeah, it's gonna be different. I hope people, if we do have our when we have our second, if people just
want to visit. I hope we get a heads up.
Totally. Yeah,
I'm
at least
expecting
it.
you though, because you are working in the hospital, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I'll be there a few times. If I'm allowed, if you'll let me in the room.
Oh
But
man.
like.
Okay, well, we should probably cut it there. It's been like 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that usually happens to us.
Usually does.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on for the second time.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank
We have
you.
these conversations regularly, so it doesn't even feel like anything different.
Well, these are normal.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to episode 7 with Courtney. Please join us next week on Tuesday, July 4th.